Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Will you join me returning to where I left you yesterday with the Apostle Paul as he was describing something he called the Day of the Lord? He was both warning and encouraging the new Christians in Thessalonica, Macedonia in the year 50 AD. He was warning them about a future day of great destruction when the judgment wrath of God will be poured out on the world in God's response to the wickedness, the evil of the human race through the centuries, which, of course, is the result of widespread rejection of God, God's truth, and especially God's offer of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. At the same time, Paul was greatly encouraging these Thessalonian Christians that they need not fear that day of the Lord, because Jesus promised he was returning to earth from heaven for a second time, and this time he was coming to rescue all people who have trusted God and turned away from their sin through all time. We looked at that rescue in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Oh, my friends, I hope you are confident that you are among those who will be rescued, raptured by Jesus, because you have trusted him for your salvation from your sin bondage and sin condemnation. Now today, let's continue looking at what Paul wrote to encourage both those Thessalonian Christians and everyone who has read Paul's words over the past 2,000 years. Let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. 1 Thessalonians 5:8-11. That last line, of course, is reaffirming the truth of the rapture as Paul described it, that when Jesus returns, there will be a great resurrection of the deceased Christians and a transformation of those Christians who are alive at that rapture moment. And therefore, all people who have believed in God will spend all eternity together with God. But do some of the preceding words Paul wrote here sound familiar to you? Do they remind you of another letter Paul wrote? Yes. About 10 years after Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonian Christians, Paul wrote a letter to the Christians in Ephesus. We know that letter as Ephesians in our Bible. In that letter, Paul urged and encouraged the Christians in Ephesus to stand strong in their faith in Jesus against very powerful persecution, some of which was what Paul called schemes of the devil. Look with me at Ephesians 6, verse 10, and see if you recognize the link with what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:10-17. Now, friends, can you see how 10 more years of fighting the good fight, in which Paul seemed to always be engaged, gave him much more insight into these battles with the dark kingdom? You see how one brief line written to the Thessalonians about this battle expands 10 years later to a full and detailed battle plan, complete with weaponry description. Now, we understand Paul uses the image of a Roman fighting warrior because they were seen everywhere across the empire, and they instilled both great confidence of security and power in the lives of everyone who saw one or more, or even an entire squad of these well-armed soldiers moving together in formation toward battle. In 50 AD, these warriors were invincible, and every army, every civilian in the world knew it. Now, here's the point. Paul is challenging the Christians in the first century, and all Christians ever since, in every place, to recognize and understand the spiritual war which surrounds us and entangles us in so many ways. Would you agree schemes of the devil permeate schools at all levels in every country, and God is being pushed out of all forms of education? Do you see God being pushed out of government and politics in every country of the world, while sabers rattle and threats are made militarily, economically, and now even more diabolically through cyberspace and internet paralysis? Do you recognize the schemes of the devil in healthcare, in gender and sexuality dysfunction, in entertainment, in family, and even in religion? Do you see Paul warning us that the true enemy is not politicians, nor social media, nor internet hackers, nor pornography producers? The real enemy to the human race is the devil himself and the entire kingdom of darkness which he leads. Do you see Paul warning us that this is a life and death struggle? Do you see Paul challenging Christians to understand the remarkable weaponry and the power God is making available to all his people all around the world in every generation? The belt of truth, of course, is essential because the devil always uses deception, lies, distortion, denials, and many other tactics to oppose God's truth wherever God's truth is attempting to guide humans in wise living. John 8:44 tells us the devil's native language is lies. God's truth is the fundamental bedrock for all aspects of life. So, are you standing your ground firmly, confidently living God's truth, as all around you truth is being eroded and rejected in every society? The breastplate of righteousness is, of course, God's great work of justification, as he declares repentant sinners forgiven of all their sin and righteous as God places the holiness of Jesus upon them while God removes the stain and guilt of their sin. Is your heart fully confident of your holy standing with God? Are your feet fitted with a readiness to charge out into our world with the confidence and reality of your peace with God, peace with yourself, and the peace of the gospel of Jesus with which you can defeat the accusations and condemnations of the dark kingdom? Do you have great, strong faith in God, and with that great faith are you able to extinguish the flaming arrows of doubt, anger, lust, jealousy, bitterness, rage, sexual immorality, and so much more that the dark kingdom throws at you? Is your mind protected by your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your King of Kings, your friend, as Jesus assures you over and over of the authenticity and power of your salvation from sin, which he accomplished in you? Finally, are you spending sufficient time immersing your heart and mind in God's Word so you can use that Word with authority, empowered by the Holy Spirit, as a double-edged sword defeating every scheme, every tactic of the devil and his dark kingdom? You see, my friends, Paul does not simply warn us that we live in an embattled world or that our enemy is powerful and diabolical. Oh, no. Paul challenges us to understand the battle, understand and take up every weapon of God available to us, and stand firm in the fight, confident God's people will be victorious in the battles because Jesus has already won the ultimate victory with his death and resurrection and his current role in heaven as our reigning sovereign king over all. Now that, my friends, should be greatly encouraging, even energizing, as you and I prepare to step out into a new day of battle. Be sure you are well armed, fully confident in your faith and in God's faithfulness, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Armed with God's Word, let's go into this new day expecting a victory. And here's a song to help us fight well.